This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're headed to the United Nations, United Nations Human Rights Council, for some surprising comments by members of the UN. To help us understand these surprising comments, we welcome our colleague, Professor Anne Bayefsky, Director of the Turo Institute on Human Rights and the Holocaust, as well as President of Human Rights Voices. Anne, it's a pleasure to welcome you. It's been many years since we shared a cab from the airport into Jerusalem, and you've been very busy, especially in these last hours at the United Nations, presenting what looks to be an over-the-top anti-Semitic summary of an inquiry led by the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay. Please introduce us to Navi Pillay for these strange remarks that she is now committed to the United Nations. Good evening to you.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Absolutely fabulous. Navi Pillay was the former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights from 2008 to 2014. And she was appointed to chair this commission of inquiry along with two other individuals, one from India and one from Australia, Chris Sidoti and Mulung Kotari. And the three of them are members of something created by the Human Rights Council back in May of 2021, ostensibly to handle or examine the conflagration with Hamas at that time and all of their rocket attacks and the Israeli response, defensive response. But in fact, it was a setup. It was launched in order to create this never-ending, it has no end date, a permanent body to demonize and destroy the Jewish state. I can't put it more directly than that. They're going to do it. They can't win on the battlefield. They've decided that the next best option is the International Criminal Court criminalizing Israeli self-defense, Israelis living where Palestinians and other Arabs say they cannot, and to ramp up boycotts, divestments, and sanctions. So, and thereby destroy Israel through economic ruin. So that's what's happening. They had their first report in June to the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Today, they presented their second report, but their first report to the General Assembly. So that's what we witnessed. And it was an hour and a half, followed by a news conference, which just wrapped up, of straight-up anti-Semitism on the part of the inquisitors themselves.
And you have written extensively in the past about the warnings in the United Nations. Do you see this the culmination of what has developed, that we're now reaching an open-ended inquiry with full funding, with no limitations, run by three people who have professed anti-Semitic and anti-Israel views, and people tend to dismiss the UN? I think it's a mistake, and I think you agree that this could potentially be very dangerous. There's no references to Hamas, Islamic Jihad, all the terrorism. It's a one-sided slam that could have real implications. What would they be?
It's absolutely critical. I completely agree with you to understand how dangerous this particular inquiry is. See, people ask me, isn't it the same as all the other bad human rights, so-called human rights ventures with respect to the state of Israel? And the answer is no, this is different. It's different because Pillay today, she dropped the facade and she said repeatedly, we are an unusual commission of inquiry. I'm quoting her. It's unlike other commissions of inquiries. We have a permanent mandate. She said, we have a job of identifying root causes from time immemorial to now. That's wild. Who are three people that were appointed because they were all on record as having declared Israel guilty of the very crimes they were supposed to investigate? That's why they were appointed. So these three people have decided that they have a role in deciding literally the fate of the Israeli-Palestinian and other Arab conflict. I'm going to quote one other thing from Pillay just minutes ago. She said, our mandate, it's quite different because this mandate is political. It's not just who killed whom. So, you know, it'd be laughable if it wasn't so sad and as I say, dangerous, because in her view, this is a global attack on the very essence of a Jewish state, the right of return, the basic laws of the country, the indigenous relationship to Jews, to the land of Israel, and so on. And she thinks that the three of them are going to be able to criminalize Israelis living and breathing and tilling the land in places where they say they can't. And they admitted that they have a relationship with the International Criminal Court, with the ICC prosecutor. That's where they intend to go with this inquiry. And if anybody thinks in the United States that you're somehow immune to all of this this stuff, you're not. Because in their report to the General Assembly, they actually highlighted their expectations of third states, by which they mean the United States and other and European countries, to go after those criminal Israelis. They also specifically suggest that businesses and other non-state actors have so-called responsibilities. So they're going to try to use their mandate and their system and their money, which is vast. You know, Pillay said today, well, I'm not paid. I mean, that's laughable. She has a budget that allows her to travel all over the world, 55 days a year on the road, anywhere she wants to go. Everything's paid for. First class, business class tickets, et cetera, et cetera, while she spends her time demonizing the state of Israel. Today at the UN, it was very powerful. Two parents whose five-year-old boy was killed in Sderot by Hamas, a rocket attack, were there. And here they have a report that doesn't mention the word Hamas or Palestinian Islamic Jihad, or never even mentions the word rockets, has a recommendation section where they have recommendations to the state of Israel, third states, General Assembly, ICC prosecutor, and nothing, not a single recommendation to Palestinians. So she said, we care very much about you in response afterwards. And I thought, except that Palestinians are actually paying the ones responsible for those kinds of attacks. And it's not mentioned, not worthy of it. And I'll just give you one other piece of information, which I think is important. We decided, a group of NGOs, the Turo Center, the Human Rights Voices, Memory, Palestinian Media Watch, CAMRA, and the Jewish Virtual Library, to submit a large number of submissions to this inquiry. They asked for submissions. They said they had no timeline before and after events. We put in more than 5 million submissions, unprecedented in the history of the UN human rights system. We put Holocaust victims. We put the names of over 600,000 individual names of Jewish refugees from Arab and Muslim countries that fled persecution. 24,000 Israeli soldiers and police officers that have lost their lives in the defense of their state. Thousands of victims of violence within Israel from Palestinian attacks. And what happened? She completely ignored them. There are 65 citations, 18 NGOs referred to. None of them include us. So it's not an investigation. It's not an inquiry. It's a sham. It's a phony. intended to, as I said.
And the U.S. cut the funding for this? Is there a way that we can limit the ability of the commission?
That's absolutely so crucial that you ask that question.
We just have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, and the 30-second answer is no. The American taxpayer, as of this moment, is paying for this inquiry. 25% of its bill as part of its contributions to the U.N. regular budget. Yes, there's a COI, Commission of Inquiry Elimination Act, before the Senate and before the House. It ought to be passed without delay. That goes part of the way to discrediting it, to delegitimizing it, and to taking away its money that it shouldn't have. It's astounding and absolutely objectionable that Americans should be paying for this.
Anne Bajewski, director of the Touro Institute on Human Rights and the Holocaust, as well as president of Human Rights Voices, Malcolm Hoadline Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.